This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters' Fiona Jones has the story.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The United States military and Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw seven American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, 24 hours a day, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A temporary accommodation center in the Moscow region of Russia has become a sanctuary for children evacuated from the conflict-ridden Kursk region in the wake of the Ukrainian incursion. Ryan Cheng from Reuters has more.
Deputy Director Elena Zubkova oversees the center, which hosts 126 children. She says the children show signs of their traumatic experiences. The children are making the most of their situation, but the absence of their parents is felt deeply. One of the evacuated students, Ilona Shevchenko, says she was forced to evacuate from a camp in the Kursk region to Moscow and said the experience was a little scary. Kyiv launched its surprise operation into Kursk in western Russia on August 6th. Ukraine says the incursion, arguably its boldest move in a war that began with a Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, aims to protect its border settlements from constant Russian strikes.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Iran's president said Saturday his country needs some $100 billion in foreign investments to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, up from the current rate of 4%. The remarks by Masoud Pezeshkian, who was elected in July, came in his first live televised interview by state TV. Hundreds of entities and people in Iran, from the central bank and government officials to drone producers and money exchangers, are already under international sanctions, many of them accused of materially supporting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and foreign militant groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Brazil has started blocking Elon Musk's social media platform X after the company refused to comply with a judge's order. AP Brazil News Director David Biller reports.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes is basing his decision on local law requiring foreign companies to have a representative in order to receive notification of court decisions and also to take any requisite legal action. De Moraes' defenders have said that his decisions targeting X have been lawful and that they've served to protect democracy. Musk, on the other hand, has characterized de Moraes as an authoritarian censor. Brazil is an important market for X with tens of millions of regular users and also a potentially huge growth market for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink. And now Starlink is also in de Moraes' crosshairs. It said that this week the judge froze its accounts, apparently in an attempt to get it to pay for X's fines.
AP Brazil News Director David Biller. For more than a year, religious organizations have lobbied Congress and the Biden administration to fix a sudden procedural change in how the government processes green cards for religious workers from abroad. The change made in March of 2023 threatens the ability of thousands of them to continue to minister in the United States. The Catholic Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey, and five of its priests, whose legal status in the United States expires as soon as next spring, have now sued the federal agencies overseeing immigration. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.